breathe through their mouth. Like, and I'm going to see if we can make this transition from our the state of mind we're in right now to one that's much more quiet and peaceful and tranquil and restful and calm. So I'm going to say a prayer. I'm going to say a prayer that you should say every time the happiness of your relationship is threatened by anything. If the happiness of your relationship feels threatened by anything, if your happiness feels threatened by anything, if the happiness in your relationship feels threatened by anything, stop, 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 and offer the Holy Spirit, offer your higher self, your willingness, in spite of fear, to let your higher self exchange this instant that you are afraid in for a happy one that you'd rather have. Now, the universe will never fail in this. But don't forget that your relationship is one. And so it must be that what threatens the peace of one of us threatens the peace of the other. What threatens your peace threatens my peace. What threatens my peace threatens your peace, because the relationship is one. And so the power of us joining right now, the power of us joining right now, it's blessing. You know, both of us feel threatened sometimes. What threatens the peace of one of us threatens the peace of the other. But what's so cool about joining is that now it becomes impossible for either one of us to experience fear by ourselves. So even though you go through the same thing that I go through, and you sometimes have fear and I sometimes have fear, the cool part is I used to go through my fear alone. Now I'm no longer going through it alone. Thank God I got somebody else that's just as scared as me. Because then it means I'll never have to go through this fear again alone. I won't have to go through any pain alone, because the power of us joining means we don't have to go through it anymore alone. So don't believe it's possible. Don't even believe it's necessary. Don't believe it's possible for you to go through stuff alone. Don't believe that it's possible for you to go through stuff alone. Don't even believe that it's possible for you to go through something by yourself. Don't even believe it's possible for you to go through any kind of fear alone or any kind of problem alone. It's impossible. And it's equally impossible that happiness comes to either one of us without the other one being included. It is not possible for you to be happy without me, and it's not possible for me to be happy without you. That's the other part of the power of our joining. It means we won't ever be able to, we won't have to go through fear again. We'll never have to feel by ourselves again. We'll never have to feel alone again in any kind of threat or fear. That's great news to know we'll never have to go through it alone. But it also means that I cannot be happy unless you're happy too, and you can't be happy unless I'm happy. If happiness comes to one of us, happiness is going to come to both of us. If it comes to either one of us, happiness is going to come to both of us. That's what's powerful about joining. And happiness will come to either one of us at the request of either one of us. I can ask for happiness to come to both of us, or you could ask for happiness to come to both of us. It will come at the request of either one of us because we're joined. Oh. Now, whenever you feel threatened in a relationship and it seems like your happiness is threatened or your peace is threatened with another person, Remember, whoever is saner at the moment that the threat is perceived. Okay, if you're the one that's the sanest and it's the other person that's going off, then the first thing you do is you remember how deep your indebtedness is to this other person. And you think about how grateful you are to this other person and be glad that he's giving you a chance to pay your debt. And your debt, to pay your debt, what you do is you bring happiness to both of you. So you have to remember this. And this is what you say. When your happiness in any relationship feels threatened, this is what you say to yourself. I desire this happy instant for myself. Because that's what a holy instant is. I desire this holy instant for myself that I may share it with my brother, this person who I love. I desire this peaceful instant for myself so I can share it with this person that I love. I desire to have peace come into this instant so that I can share it with this person that I love. I desire happiness to come to me in this instant so I have some happiness to give to this other person over here. I ask for abundance. I desire abundance for myself so that I can share it with my brothers and sisters that I love. I desire abundance and peace and joy and happiness and freedom for myself so that I can share it with my brothers and sisters that I love. First thing you say when your happiness is threatened. Next thing you say is, it's not possible that I can have happiness without you. Sounds like the ultimate codependence. It's God's codependence. He's the kind that won't hurt you. Say it again. It's not possible that I can have it without you. It's not possible that I can have peace without you. It's not possible that I can have joy without you. It's not possible that I can have joy without you or you without me. It's impossible that I have peace and happiness without you, and it's impossible that you have peace and happiness without me. So I desire this happy instant for myself so I can share it with you who I love, and I know it's not possible that I can have it without you, and I know it's not possible for you to have peace without me. This is a prayer. What you say when any relationship is threatened. But it's totally possible for us to share the happiness and the peace right now. It's totally possible for us to share it right now. It's totally possible for us to share the truth right now. It's totally possible for us to share the happiness right now. Okay, so it's possible for us to share the happiness right now. So what am I going to do? Well, I'm going to choose. That's what you say. And so I choose this instant, not the next one, not the last one. I choose this instant as the instant to offer to God. I choose this instant as the instant to offer to the Holy Spirit. I choose this instant as the instant for me to offer to the higher self. I choose this instant as the instant that I offer to love. I choose this instant right here as the one that I offer to the Holy Spirit so that the universe's blessings, so that the Holy Spirit's blessings, so that God's blessings may descend on us. See, I want God's blessings to descend on us now, so I'm going to choose this instant as the one in which I ask for God's blessings to descend on us now. I choose this instant, be the instant that I offer to the Holy Spirit so that the Holy Spirit's blessings can descend on us right now and keep both of us in peace. That's the prayer. Every time your happiness is threatened in any relationship of any kind with another person, financially, health-wise, career-wise, spiritually-wise, anytime you feel any kind of threat, you say to yourself, I desire this holy instant for myself that I may share it with my brother whom I love. It is not possible that I can have it without him nor him without me. You can change it around. Sex, gender, whatever way you want to do. I'm just saying it the way it is in the book. Yet it's wholly possible for us to share the peace now. And so I choose this instant as the one to offer to the Holy Spirit that the Holy Spirit's blessings may descend on us and keep us both in peace. I ask that God's blessings descend on us and keep us all in peace. I choose this instant as the one that I'm going to offer to the Holy Spirit so that the blessings of the universe can descend on us and keep us in peace. Because I desire the holy instant for myself. I desire happiness for myself so I can share with you whom I love. I want to be happy so I can give it to you. I want to be happy so I can give it to you. Will you be happy so you can share some with me? I'll be glad to be happy so I can have share some with you. I'm going to see if I can hit a couple of parties this weekend. I'm going to do my part. Some of y'all not doing y'all's part. Your part is to do what makes you happy this weekend. Your part is to do what makes you happy this weekend. See, if you don't do what makes you happy this weekend, you're not doing your part. And some of y'all haven't been doing y'all's part for years. And that's why you feel guilty and you ask for forgiveness, because you know you're not treating us right by not letting yourself be happy. Don't be suffering so you can show me what I did to you. One time. I desire this holy instant for myself that I may share with my brother whom I love. It's not possible that I can have it without him or him without me. But it's definitely possible for us to share it right now. So I'm going to choose this instant as the one to offer to the Holy Spirit that the Holy Spirit's blessings can descend on us and keep us both in peace.
Wow. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, I love how the Course in Miracles always gives us answers. Mm. He's like, we're asking, well, what should I do in my relationship with somebody who's threatened?
Yeah.
And they say, oh, okay, well, this is what you do. I want you to stop. What? Stop. You feel threatened. Stop. When? Instantly. How soon is instantly? Now, okay. Then it says, then you offer the higher self your willingness. You say, Holy Spirit, God, whatever word you want to use for something smarter than you. And in spite of the fact that you're afraid and in spite of the fact that you're upset, you let your higher self exchange this instant that you're freaking out for the instant that you're not freaking out that you'd rather have. Because the truth is, you'd rather have the instant you're not freaking out. So you want to get the instant you are freaking out to the part of you that can take that moment that you're suffering in away and then give you the kind that you want. Okay? Now, then it says, okay, then it says the Holy Spirit, the higher self, the universe will not ever, it says, will never fail in this.
You can't lose.
Never fail means always succeed.
What page are you on?
Page 384 for a second.
Mm-hmm.
For now. I'm just like, I'm flying through the course now. I'll be just gently landed in certain chapters and pecking a little while and taking flight again. I might fly from chapter 8. All the way to chapter 12. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all saying the same thing.
Yeah, it is.
In different ways, completely hoping that maybe one way will finally reach us. If I say the same thing to you a million different ways, maybe one way you will finally hear. So I'm not going to tell you a lot of different things a lot of different ways. I'm going to tell you the same thing a lot of different ways so that you finally get it. And since everybody's getting the same thing, there'll be a one accord and we can get something done.
Right.
And what is the same thing that we're all trying to reach? We're all trying to reach happiness. Not retirement. I know sometimes we ask for retirement more than we ask for happiness. Don't we? I want my 401 and 701K. More than I want happiness. Because I think my happiness is in my 401k. My 401k is my happiness. It's the guarantee of my happiness. Even though it's scaring the hell out of me because every day I go up and down, up and down. So, here's the next stage when you feel upset. You feel upset, you say, hey, universe, I want to exchange this instant that I'm freaking out in for an instant that I'm not. In spite of the fact that I'm afraid and I'm full of doubt and I'm not trusting anything. I just want to tell you straight up, I don't trust nothing. I don't believe in nothing, and I don't have faith in nothing but for a little while. Now, those are the conditions. So you say, in spite of my fear, in spite of my fear, I'm going to give you this instant, and I'm also going to recognize that I'd rather have the one that I'm not afraid in. I'd rather have the one I'm not afraid in. Okay? Now, then I go in, well, you know, the universe will never fail to do this. I know that the universe will always succeed in doing this, but here's the key factor, and this is the factor that most people miss that I don't really like to think about a lot, but it's just time if I want to go to another level of consciousness. It's always a catch to go into higher levels. You have to be higher yourself. You know. How many of y'all are good at being high? That's right, don't answer that.
All of y'all good at being high. All of y'all good at being high.
Here's the key. First, I gotta go. Okay, I want to get rid of this threat. First thing I do is realize that you and I are one. You and I are one. That means we're the same. That's the first step that I gotta go. All right, we're the same. So that means, and then I have to get to the meaning of the same. Well, if we're the same, that means what threatens the peace of one of us threatens the peace of the other, because we're the same. What threatens you threatens me. See, it's telling me the steps. And then it says, now here's the cool part of seeing me and you as the same and seeing me and you as joined. The cool part means that even though I'm afraid and threatened right now, and you sometimes get afraid and threatened, it means that neither one of us have to go through fear or worry ever again alone. If we got each other, maybe we're all tripping every now and then, but we're not tripping alone. You might be crazy, but you have somebody crazy as you right next to you. That's why y'all a perfect match. Okay, unequal crazies don't get together. Only equal crazies mate. Okay, so. So we all are equally crazy. And now most books, most classes would say it the opposite. Oh, we're equally sane. But let's face it, how many classes have you been to where the teachers say we were all equally crazy? Not many. But don't they relax you because you know somebody finally told the truth? Yeah. So when it all boils down to it, aren't y'all thankful that I'm daring to speak it? You know, how? Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I love the ultimate freedom of being unknown. I'm unknown, and I've done a great job of that. But I'm so free, because nobody knows I exist. I can go anywhere and do anything I want to. All I have to do is know what the rules are and transcend them.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what I'm saying? Like if the rule is I don't walk up to Bunny and grab her breast in the class, okay? Now, no matter. As you can see, Bunny has a lot of resistance to that act. It's the last thing Bunny wants to see happen. Because that would make the average woman afraid. But that's the way the Lord is. The Lord is seeing the ones that's not afraid. And you can leave the ones that's afraid alone. You can run down when the door. Nice day. That's what you say to the women that's afraid of. Have a nice day. You know, because. Used to be the ones I grabbed.
Yeah.
I would grab the one that was afraid of me, didn't want me, I had to convince, it was like, you know, distrustful, suspicious, and I'd be like, I gotta have her phone number. I gotta call her tonight.
Girl, you know. Tell us what chapter that's in.
It's in chapter 18. It's in chapter 18, page 384. The Course in Miracles is the most awesome stuff you could ever let yourself hear. And I love that you all let me, you know, take the 26 years I've been teaching and studying this and, like, go, say what the book says. You know, because it's amazing how when you hear the truth together, you understand it.
Yeah.
You might not do it yet, but that's the next stage. We just might be at the stage of hearing it. Not even at the stage of believing it, not even at the stage of having to do it. We just might be at the stage of hearing something different. So don't put no pressure on yourself to believe nothing that I'm saying, because if you put pressure on yourself to believe what I'm saying, it's going to close your mind to hearing new ideas.
Yeah.
Because if you think I'm trying to convert you, then it's going to become about the credibility of what I'm saying. But if I'm having a conversation with you, then you're just listening, and then you choose to accept or not accept what works for you. And the whole process is a whole lot. It's a lot easier if I'm having a conversation with you and you just listening and then taking in whatever you want to take in. And you listening to me trying to debate whether or not what I'm saying is true. That's two different kinds of energy. Yeah, it's like one of them slows you down and the other one speeds you ahead.
Yeah.
You know? So what I mean is by the ultimate freedom of being unknown is that by you obeying the rules, then you can just go ahead and do what you want to do.
Yes.
Because I don't have all my real friends and I never obey the rules. You don't obey the rules with the people that's not your friends yet. Because they may become afraid by your actions. Mm-hmm. So y'all have to keep the little agreed upon boundaries that y'all need not to call the police on each other. But the person that you're not afraid of, that you know you're one and that you trust each other, you don't need rules because you never do anything to hurt each other anyway, because all you want for each other is each other's happiness. So you don't need rules with somebody that just wants you to be happy. You need rules with people who haven't made up their mind yet about whether or not they want to be happy.
That's deep.
Yeah. Isn't that deep?
That's very deep.
That's real deep. I'm going to get deeper too.
Say that again. That's deeper deep.
Now, sometimes it'll be hard to repeat what I said because I don't know what I'm saying. But I'll give it a good shot. I'm saying I'm channeling, so I won't have to take responsibility for what happens as a result of me saying it. So it's God speaking through me. I need my glasses on to see you, but then I feel more powerful without them. It's really weird. It's like, when you look fuzzy, I feel strong.
You see the light.
Yeah, all I see is light. That's what it is. It's not bad vision. That's not fuzz. That's just light. See why there's no detail. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Now, I never let the subject matter get in the way of what I have to say.
Thank you. Yeah.
I got to recognize that I feel threatened right now in this relationship and in this situation that I'm going in. And I want to exchange this instant that I feel afraid and threatened in for another one that I feel healed in. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give it to, check this out now, I'm going to give it to the part of myself that's not afraid. I'm going to give it to the part of myself that's not threatened. I'm going to give it to God. I'm going to give it to the part of myself that would never hurt me, so that part of myself can exchange this instant that I feel afraid in for one that I feel happy in. This is the process.
Okay.
This is the process. Now, I'm joining with this person that's threatening me because I know that the blessing will come out of the fact that neither one of us will ever have to go through anything else alone again. I'll never have to feel afraid or feel lonely or by myself going through what I'm going through again. So, we can't deal with this alone anymore. We can't deal with this alone anymore because we've all joined.
Yes.
That's what joining means.
You don't need a ticket, just get on board.
Yeah.
But it also means happiness can't come to you without coming to me also. So the minute you become happy for any reason, your happiness will filter itself into my experience in a way that makes me happy. Say it again. That's what I want. I want it where if any one of you all are having a great time, a loving time, a healthy time, a fun time, all the feeling that you have in that moment, I would love to feel it too.
Yeah, me too.
That's the power of joining. That's the power of recognizing that I'll never have to go through anything else again because I'm taking this unhappy moment that I'm having. I'm giving it to God because I feel threatened. So this is an opportunity for me to pay my debt. Because you joined with me, which assured me I'd never have to go through anything else painful again by myself. So I'm going to start letting me be happy so I'll have something cool to share with you. I'm going to start letting myself be abundant and prosperous so I'll have some abundance and prosperous. A broke person ain't going to take you out to breakfast. I'm telling you now. You can hang out with broke people if you want to, but don't be getting mad at them because they're not giving you nothing. They don't have nothing to give because they don't know how to give. They don't realize they've impoverished themselves. But they're going to give when they get it. Soon as I get it, I'll be the most generous person around. So I'm just waiting for it to come. And then when it comes, I'm going to give something to y'all. But in the meantime, I'm spending most of my time trying to make sure you don't get it. And then I'm wondering why I'm not abundant. So what I want is a setup where the more abundant you become, the more abundant I become, the more abundant I become, the more abundant you become. And in the meantime, while we're going through illusions of lack in some way, isn't it cool to know that even though we might be going through some illusions of lack in different ways, we're not doing it by ourselves. You know what I'm saying? I had my partner, I had a nickel to my name, I had my buddy that had a nickel to his name too, and we still have a good time. You know what I mean? We didn't have to have money to have a good time. So I didn't have to, at least I didn't have to go through being broke alone. That's the power of us joining. Even if you're worried about something, because we got each other here, it means you'll never have to worry about something alone. Unless you just want to. Isn't that cool? Isn't that cool? And if I ask for happiness to come to you, it will come to you as fast as if you ask for your happiness to come to you. How about that?
Wow.
How about that? And I don't have as many reasons as to why you shouldn't be happy as you do. So you better let me request it.
Yeah.
Because you slow. Right?
Right.
I should be happy. I should have this. I should have that. But it's not happening because of this and because of that. See what I'm saying? But I don't have all that. I don't have all of that. I don't know what you did in your past. I don't know why you don't deserve to be happy. And I'm not interested. I don't want to hear your story. Keep it to yourself. You can share your story as long as you realize it's a story. Now, I like to hear stories from people who know their stories. But the people who think their stories are real, keep them to yourself. Yeah, because you are making it real by sharing it.
Yeah.
And if you are going to share it, by all means, share your story with somebody who's not going to see the painful parts as what you deserve. You don't share it with anybody that would agree with one negative idea you have about yourself.
Wow.
And I'm pretty good at finding people who disagree with me. That could use a talent I've already developed. That's what I like about the truth. It uses the talents I've already developed. I know how to create disagreement. So will you please show me how to use disagreement to my advantage? Okay, I'll show you how to use disagreement to your advantage. The way you use disagreement to your advantage is to always disagree with anything that says you don't deserve to be happy. Mm-hmm. You know you can disagree, you just need to start disagreeing about something else. You already know how to disagree. Aren't we good at it? We go, you know, Earl, what you said just a few minutes ago, you know what? Well, I disagree. See, I already know you got it. Some of you probably have already done it just this evening. Earl, not disagree. Okay, I'll take note of that. Sure. Yeah, thank you for sharing. I'm glad you brought it. Yeah, I want you to disagree. Yeah. And I'm taking this slow because all we need is one truth to lead us into all truth. It would be better if you walked out of my classes remembering one thing than to try to remember a lot. One thing would take you further than a lot of things. One thing would take you further than a lot of things. You know why? Because one thing is focused energy. I want absolute, complete peace. That's one thing. Now, if I couldn't eat, would that give me complete peace? No, so peace is going to feed me. If I got ran over by a car, would that give me peace? No, then peace is going to protect me. If being lonely, no having no loving don't make me feel good, then peace going to become love. See, my purpose will protect me. I don't have to protect my purpose. It's my purpose that takes care of me. And my purpose is, whenever I request for happiness for you, it'll come to you. I want to have the power to ask for happiness to come to other people, and it comes to them. I would like to have the power to ask for love to come to you, and it does. I'd be so cool, like, you'd be afraid about something, and I walk up to you, and then it's like, I want that brother right there to have nothing but total bliss, joy, and happiness. Bam, it comes to me. You know, I'm typically going off, I don't deserve it. Yeah, it's the ones who think they don't deserve it, then the main ones I love to pick on. Prove them wrong, see. I like being right. Oh, you think you don't deserve it? I think you do. Then you have to spend the rest of your life letting yourself receive it. Because it's so good. And then the more you let in, the bigger it is. Because you begin to realize that the only reason why it looked like it was little because you were looking through a little peephole like that. See, like there are a lot of people in this room, but because I'm focused on her face through my head, it looks like nobody else is here. I could even call him ghost or invisible. But at least if I'm just looking at one person, there's a beautiful smile on his face. That's good. Her happiness is definitely bringing me happiness. I'm feeling good about the way she feels, so the truth is working. But guess what? When I open my eyes, look how many people are already here that I didn't even know about, also smiling, which means that I can have the experience instantly because it already exists. I'm just not paying attention to it.
That's pretty good.
Everything you want already exists, but you're just not paying attention to it yet, because right now you got tunnel vision. What is the tunnel vision focused on? My issue. Now, don't you have an issue? I have several. As a matter of fact, my issue is bigger than your issue. Size does matter. That's how I personally refer to us as beings in male bodies and beings in female bodies. That's what I'm saying when I'm thinking. You know, it's like my internal language is probably very different from most people's. But I'd much rather see you as beings in a female body. It instantly helps me see us as the same. Then I get a chance to learn the blessings and the lessons that come from you appearing to be in a female body and me appearing to be in a male body, because it's still the same purpose. The same purpose is for us to realize we're joined, we don't have to go through things anymore by ourselves, and that it's impossible for one of us to be happy and happiness not come to the other one of us. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to choose this instant right now to be the one that I'm going to give to the universe so that we can have some happiness and cool stuff to stand with us right now. yeah. and experience it right now.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's right now I need the peace, especially if I feel threatened. It's right now I need the peace, especially if I feel threatened. What other moment would I want the peace to come in? Next week? If I feel threatened, if I feel broke, if I feel lacking, if I feel alone, I need to answer right now. I don't need to answer tomorrow. I need to answer right now. So the book is saying something radical. It's saying, choose that this answer be the one that you offer to the Holy Spirit so that His blessing can descend on you and keep you in peace. I will be happy for no reason at all.
Right on.
When I was a kid, I used to just be happy for no reason at all. I became an adult, and now my happiness always has to have a reason. And then I come up with reasons that never seem to happen. Mm-hmm. Sounds like self-punishment.
And people say you're weird, and I go, thank you.
Yeah, when too many people agree with me, I think I must be slipping. Okay. Would you take a breath, please?
Okay. So nothing's going to come to one of us without it coming to the other now. You can't experience some joy without me experiencing it, and I can't experience some joy without you experiencing it. And I'm going to request that everything go right for you and go wonderful in your life, because the sooner it comes to you, the sooner it comes to me. So I'm in this moment choosing this instant to be the one that asks the infinite intelligence of the universe to use to allow blessings to descend on all of us so we can all be happy together.
Yeah.
Is that all right? Does that sound like a cult leader?
Of course it does.
Only a cult leader would say that I deserve to be happy now.
Anybody that say I deserve to be happy now must be deceptive. It's got to be the devil. Why? He said I deserve to be happy now. Don't trust him. Why? He didn't say I was born in sin and deserved to die because I was worthless just by virtue of being born. I don't trust him. He didn't tell me I was guilty and temporary and that I should sacrifice my happiness for everybody else. He must be telling me a lie, because I'm a living witness of how good the other stuff works. I am the result of every decision that I've made up until this point. And my life is the result of every decision I've made up until this point. Yes. So I would like to say to you that you're very powerful. Because you're living the life your decisions made for you.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Aren't you happy?
Yeah.
Aren't you happy about what your decisions brought?
I am.
Aren't you thrilled?
I am.
Aren't you happy? Aren't you glad? Don't you think you made this wonderful decision? Yeah, you know you did, because all your decisions brought you to the moment that you're desiring to have happiness come to you and everybody else around you that never ends. Couldn't be a bad past that brought you to this point. Sounds like to me you made some pretty cool choices. You ended up in a reality that somebody's saying you deserve to have what you want and you don't deserve to suffer and you never have to suffer alone, and they want happiness to come to you if it comes to them, and they're looking out for your safety as much as they're looking out for theirs. To have a reality like that show up in your life, from your past decisions that brought you to this point, yeah, must mean that you must have made some decisions that were cooler than what you thought.
Yeah.
I know, but I don't have a Lexus. Oh, that's good, Earl, but I don't have a Lexus. So none of my decisions have worked right because I don't have the material circumstances that I have decided makes for happiness. So therefore, I'm sorry my life was a failure. Why? Because standards that I say I don't want to live by, I'm still judging myself by. Standards that I say I want to go beyond, I'm still judging my success by. That's why I feel miserable. I'm still judging myself by the world's standards, why saying I want to go beyond the world's values to a spiritual reality of myself. But I'm still judging myself by power, money, fame, and physical pleasure, why saying that I really don't want to judge myself that way.
I'm saying that you deserve the content in your life of total peace. The once you have the content of total peace, then the content of total peace will take whatever forms you need in your life. So the content of peace will be the relationships, the houses, the cars, the job, the clothes, everything you need at a physical level, peace will start to create it for you. So you have everything you need, you just have it without the sense of threat and fear. How do I get there? Well, all you have to do... Here's the last page of that handling pain thing I've been doing.
What page is it?
Well, it's not in the course. This is something that I'm using to supplement the course a little bit. When people react to you and they lose their temper and they can't control themselves or you can't control yourself, that's when you're being the robot. The robot is programmed from pain that comes within itself. So what programs the robot is the pain that it has within itself. So a person that's losing their temper is reacting to the pain program they've created within themselves just like a robot. So you got to jump up and say, hey man, this isn't the person that I love, this is the robot. So picture in your mind how you would act toward various people in your life if you knew you only had one more chance to be together. Think about the way you treat somebody if you knew it was going to be your last time you would ever see them. And then you send them the message, like telepathically, you go, I absolutely forgive you. I absolutely forgive you. I absolutely forgive you. I'm going to treat you like this would be the last time I'd ever see you in my life, and I absolutely forgive you. Because what's reacting to me right now is the robot, the you that's been programmed from pain from within. Imagine if you have one day left to clear up any of the messages you've sent them. And even if they pulled away, even if they left you, there are telepathic messages between you and them still going on. And you can clear these telepathic messages up. Because even though you're not around each other, you're telepathically still sending each other a bunch of calls for love. You're still not thinking well of each other. So you're sending these telepathic messages to each other. And you want to clear them up. So if someone has died, if they left you, and there was anger between you, somebody not on the planet anymore, they're not in the body, but you know when they left there was some anger between you, there was something between you that still wasn't healed. Transmit your forgiveness. Transmit forgiveness through your soul, and it will reach their soul. Send forgiveness from your soul, and it will reach their soul. Remember what we said at the beginning, it's one relationship. What one experiences now, the other will experience too. So even if it's somebody that's died, even if it's somebody you're not physically with right now, and you're telepathically still sending each other those threatening, fearful, angry thoughts, you can transmit forgiveness through your soul so they will reach theirs. You can release that pain within. You can go to that peaceful, higher state. When you do connect, sit quietly with them, not rehashing the situation. Let's sit down and let's not rehash the situation. Don't go into details. Don't rehash the situation. Instead, simply sit in peace together. Hold it! Can anybody do that? Can everybody do that?
Yeah.
I'm gonna sit next to you. The truth is simple. Here's the last part. Tell them you know they didn't mean to hurt you. I said again, tell them that you know that they didn't mean to hurt you. I know you did not mean to hurt me. I know you were not trying to hurt me. I know you aren't trying to hurt me.
I know you aren't trying to hurt me. I know you aren't trying to hurt me. I understand your position. I know you're not trying to hurt me. I understand your position. I'm not trying to hurt you, and I know you're not trying to hurt me, and I understand your position. Be loving, and the pain will disappear. And if you've been in a difficult situation with somebody, I repeat this. Do not arrange to spend 4 or 5 hours with them. In this first attempt to go to your higher self and to practice these new principles, don't just do a brief contact. You don't try to do it 4 or 5 hours. If you're living with this person, find things to do that keep you busy and away from their energy until you are ready to connect. Stay away from my energy until you're ready to connect. Stay away from my energy until I'm ready to connect. Stay away from my energy until I'm ready to connect. I'm going to get busy. I'm not going to take 4 hours to try to go to my higher self. I'm just going to sit down, shut up, be quiet, say, you know, I really don't want to hurt you, and I know you don't want to hurt me. I know you don't want to hurt me, and I really don't want to hurt you, and I understand your position. And I'm going to end it up with telling you what to do when you feel yourself shutting down.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I got something I want to give you all. Acknowledgement. But you know, guess what? That brought happiness to me, and it brought happiness to you, and it brought happiness to you, and it brought happiness to me. Yeah, we experienced it. Oh, all right. I'm doing good. It's remembering it together. So you can still make the personal. Oh, yeah, I meant to tell you. You can also order, still order the CDs like you always have up here, and you can also order individual CDs from the site, too, or classes. The reason why I'm emphasizing this, besides the fact that I would love to have a successful website that helped people and allowed me to have the prosperity and abundance in my life, is that the name of the game is remembering. And the more we can hear it and the more we remember it, the more that it operates. You see what I'm saying? So I'm going to go over one more time the prayer for when you feel threatened in any relationship or anything in a relationship you feel threatened in. Because I don't know about you, but I deal with something like that often in my life. Do you ever go through situations where it looks like your happiness is threatened by something? I'm not by myself. So we haven't been going through that by ourselves. Isn't that cool?
That's cool.
You know, this is what I wanted to share with you. When you sense that you're closing down, when you sense that you've fallen into anger or pain, this is very important. Say it one more time. When you sense that you are closing down, falling into anger or pain, mm. find an excuse to leave. When you feel yourself closing down, falling into anger or pain, find an excuse to leave. So that you can have your mind healed enough for you to reconnect. And the day that you're strong enough to do that, you will know you totally changed and transformed your mind. And you go to a higher level of consciousness and vibration, and you draw a whole new reflection from people that's easier and more fun. Your life becomes easier and more fun.
So here we go. Here's the prayer.
If you close your eyes and just listen to it and just let yourself come in for a landing, that's cool. And let go of the mind for a while. It's okay to go down to your soul and your body. It's alright not to be intellectual for a minute and just feel. I'm feeling threatened right now. I feel like the happiness in my relationship is threatened. The happiness in your relationship is threatened. Tell yourself, you know, I'm willing to exchange this instant where I'm feeling afraid for an instant that I feel really good in spite of my fear. I'm one with this person that I'm going through this misunderstanding with. And I need to remember that what threatens me would threaten them, and what threatens them and their peace would threaten my peace. So it must be that we're in one relationship. Now, the good thing about me joining with this other person is that I'll never have to go through fear and conflict and pain alone again. You'll never have to go through your problems alone again. You'll never have to go through your problems alone again. You'll never have to go through your problems alone again. Don't even believe it's possible anymore. But it's equally impossible that the peace that you're asking for, and the fulfillment that you're asking for, and the fun that you're asking for, and the happiness that you're asking for, is impossible that it come to you without also coming to the other. And you can call it for both of you. So you can ask for peace for the person that's upset, and you can ask for peace for yourself, because it will come at the request of either one of you. That's the sanest right now, you're the one that's not going off right now, then remember how deep being indebted you are to the other, and how much gratitude you feel is due them, and be glad that you can pay your debt. Say, I'm glad I can pay my debt. And then what is paying your debt? Paying your debt is bringing happiness to yourself and to them. Paying your debt is letting yourself be happy. Paying your debt is bringing happiness to both of you. So the prayer goes like this. I desire this whole us to share it now. Here's the important part. And so I choose this instant. 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 As the one to offer to the Holy Spirit, the loving Spirit, God, I choose this instant as the one to offer to my higher self so that God's blessing, love, blessing, peace, blessing may descend on us. May the blessing descend on us. May the blessing descend on us. May the blessing descend on us. May our blessings descend on us. May our blessings descend on us and those we love. May our blessings descend on us and all we love. May our blessings, may our blessings descend on us and those we love. And keep us both in peace. 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 You know what I'm talking about? Keep us both in peace. Keep us both in peace. If there's a relationship that you're feeling a little threatened feeling in right now, let these three words, how many words they are, keep us both in peace. 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 Keep us 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 in peace. Anyone that cares to share that, join with that, make that, ask for that. Only those who feel like it. Some might feel like listening. But those who don't mind, keep us in peace. 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 Keep all of 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 us in peace. See y'all next time. Woo! Hugs are available.